Episode 1552, My Strength is My Story with Tammy Hudson-Pillar, Story Club.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at
a stop sign, happy, happy day. Today is my favorite day of the week. It is My Strength is My Story series, and we have with us a delightful woman, Tammy Hudson-Pillar. She is a pastor and a life coach. We dive into something that I think will very much interest you. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, friends and family of Tammy's, welcome to our family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I have to give you just a teaser here because Tammy and I had literally a roller coaster of a conversation, meaning that we covered so many topics. If you're thinking that you're wanting to go into business, you're an entrepreneurial woman, a man who says, I am on a mission, you are feeling a bit fat, but it's not the fat that you're thinking of. Oh no, it's an acronym and you'll want to stay tuned for that one. It's a great one. We talk about story mapping, nurture and nature. Where are you in your life? Where has your story led you up until this point? And are you living out your entire story? Tammy wants to share with you some insight into what has been placed upon her life and in her calling. So without further ado, let's welcome in Tammy Hudson-Pillar with Story Club. Hello and welcome to Create Your Now. I am so excited. We have a pretty dynamic woman on with us today. Her name is Tammy Hudson-Pillar. She's a wife of 41 years to her husband, mother to their three children, and she has six grandchildren. All I can say is, it's a party, I'm sure. Tammy serves with her husband as co-pastor of Influence Church in Orange County, California. She is a president and founder of Women of Influence, a speaker and a life coach for more than 25 years. Tammy has a passion for equipping others to embrace their natural abilities and their personal and spiritual gifts. Along with everything else, like she's not busy enough, she actually has time to put words on a page. She is the author, having written six books inspired by her own journey, which includes The Park, Collinsville, and Lost in Manhattan. Her newest project, though, which advocates for the truth that everyone has a story, is her six-part video course called Story Club. Tammy, you are a woman of impact. Welcome, my friend and sister in Christ. How are you?
Thank you so much. Well, my goodness, I've fallen in love with you already. You just have the joy of the Lord all over you. And thank you for empowering women. And thank you for a platform that women and men, I'm sure, have come to learn to be all that God created them to be. And these resources, as we know, are needed and beneficial. So thank you for all you do. It's a pleasure to get to know you.
Oh, well, I'm absolutely thrilled and honored to have you here and to be a part of Create Your Now. Before we jump into really what's happening in your life, I have to ask you, what brings you joy?
Wow. Okay, I know this sounds cheesy, but intimacy with the Holy Spirit. And I say that based on really a journey that I've been on recently, where I have tried so hard to be all I thought God wanted me to be. And I did that on my own. I worked so hard to seek that and find that. And it was really an intimate experience I had in South Africa when I was alone and desperate and tired and exhausted. And let me just say, that's when God meets you most. I'm just going to shout out to somebody right now asking the question, why me, God? And let me just say, that's when you're poised to truly have an encounter with Holy Spirit. And growing up in the church and being a pastor for many, many years, I had never had that divine encounter and that intimacy with Holy Spirit. And I say that not in kind of a cliche way that people in ministry are supposed to say God is their encounter. I mean, truly, I had an intimate relationship where Holy Spirit met me, and he truly has become my dearest best friend. And he gives me a joy beyond anything I can do and any really just anything in this world that the world has to give. So I would just love to share that. That's part of that series you spoke about with that trilogy, The Park, Collinsville, and Lost in Manhattan, which is a romance novel with the Holy Spirit. So the character literally falls in love with the Holy Spirit in this really fun romance novel for women that are looking for a safe romance novel to read. I'll do a shout out for that. But that truly would be where I find my joy.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. And now I'm intrigued. I think I need to go pick up that trilogy set and read when I have a moment.
Yes, yes.
Well, what was it like for you? People kind of have this, I don't know, this idea, so to speak, or this dream of what a pastor's wife looks like from where she came from. What was it like for little Tammy growing up?
Yeah, great question. You know, I grew up in a wonderful Christian home, very grateful for my parents. Like a lot of us in America, we go to church, we do the religious thing. I went on my first mission trip when I was 13 years old. Now, part of, and we'll get to Story Club and what that is because what I teach you to do is to go back into your history, go back into your life experiences, and begin to write life experiences, because life experiences will explain your story. So a life experience I had at the age of 13 was my first mission trip to the country of Haiti. Now, as a little 13-year-old, I prepared the best I could. I got new little outfits, and I took food in case I didn't like the Haitian food, and I prepared myself for, quote, evangelism to a group of third world people in the world. But what I didn't realize is I was going to be changed by Haiti. I wasn't going to change Haiti. So what happened was I loved my pastor's wife. She was cool. She was hip. This was late 70s. She wore mini skirts and had a beehive hairdo. And she was cool, which said to a 13-year-old girl, you could be a pastor's wife and be cool. And so as Holy Spirit began teaching me and prompting me, see, my calling to ministry was when I was 13 years old. And I fell in love with wanting to minister to people. But listen, part of my story is I fell in love with my pastor's wife because I could relate to her. I came home from that experience and I sat down with her and I said, Sandy, what does it take to be a good pastor's wife? And she said, baby, you have to be fat. Well, girl, I looked at this woman and said, you are anything but fat. You are cool and you are everything I want to aspire to be. And she looked at me and she said, Tammy, you have to be faithful to your husband, available to your congregation, and teachable at all times. Now, at 13 years old, I heard that. I am 61 this year, or 62 this year. I guess I'm getting older. That has not left me. Do you hear what I'm saying? That experience, that truth, so set me aside, set me apart, that it became a part of my understanding of what it meant to be a pastor's wife, to be faithful to my husband, available to my congregation, and teachable at all times. So literally, I have been a pastor's wife for all of these years, but when my husband and I started this church, Influence Church, 7 years ago, I moved into the role as a pastor. Because people started saying to me, Tammy, you're my pastor. And a pastor is nothing more than just a shepherd, someone who takes a group of people and ministers to them. So I have co-pastored a church here in Southern California called Influence Church in Anaheim, California, where we are co-pastors. And I've stepped into the role of a pastor, shepherding women, pastoring women, empowering, equipping, life coaching women to be all God created them to be.
Wow. Okay. So we just got to wrap our head around that. So some people, though, say, okay, how can you be a pastor and be a life coach at the same time? Because I know we've got entrepreneurs that listen here. They're trying to say, well, how can you be in business when you're in the ministry business?
Yeah. You know, so often what we've done is we've separated that role of priest and king. Based on the Old Testament, that we're either the priest, which is ministry, or we're the king, which would be the entrepreneur business. And there are even books out there that talk about what role are you in? Are you the priest or the king? See, I believe that God has allowed us to be priestly kings. I believe that God has wired me to be an entrepreneur. And again, when I go back and do my story mapping, which is part of a story club, and I start writing through, I was an entrepreneur as a little girl. I always had a business mindset. Girl, I have started, my son is so cute. He's a very successful businessman. And he said to me, Mom, he said, you have more business cards than there are jobs available. And in my life, I have started lots of businesses. So I have an entrepreneurial mindset, but I have a calling on my life as a pastor. So I truly believe in the fivefold ministry. And I believe as an entrepreneur and as a pastor, what I do is I raise up business women. So in Women of Influence, which started off as our Women's Ministry of Influence Church, our church is Influence Church, therefore Women of Influence just happened to be our women's ministry. It has now evolved into its own 501c3 nonprofit organization where we now are ministering to women all over, not only in Orange County, not only in California, but because of the platforms we have today, like you have right here, because of the vehicles that we have, we can have a universal ministry. And as an entrepreneur and a life coach, I can teach you how to start businesses, be the woman God created you to be, and do that with an entrepreneurial heart and yet a pastor's heart because I understand the word of God. So I truly believe God's called me to do both and be both.
Whoa, you just gave someone some extra hope today. I just know because a lot of women sit there and say, how can I be good and serve my God, even if it's not in a pastoral, you know, maybe they're not married to a pastor, but yes, be in the ministry yet do what I am called to do in the business things, you know, trying to make that all meld together.
Yeah. And listen, girl, the quicker that we realize that we're all in the ministry, you know, we just, some of us have a different role as a pastor, but my life is ministry. When I had my clothing company and I'm in LA and I mean, I was able to be in great stores like Nordstrom and I worked with, you know, Nickelodeon and I had this wonderful clothing company. I was in business, but every day was a ministry. I would sit down with fashion designers. I would sit down with multimillionaires and we would talk about business. I did that with a ministry heart. So let us never separate our calling from our career. Every one of us are called for kingdom. So it doesn't matter who your sphere of influence is at that moment. Yes, you're there to be smart and be an entrepreneur and be a great thinker. But the quicker that we realize that we dovetail that with our calling as Christ followers, I mean, God gives us platforms. Some of you will touch lives I can never touch. But every one of us needs to touch our sphere of influence, both with creative ideas that God gives us and our sphere of influence for the kingdom.
Amen. Can I get a hallelujah? Come on, preach it, sister. I love it. This is awesome. All right. So fast forward to, we're only like a few years back or so. You and your sisters went to visit your mom. And this was a very special trip.
You know, I'm really close. I have three sisters and really very close to my sisters. We are so different. And so I just have to say to everyone who looks at a sibling and says, how can we be related? That is truly the fact for all of us. But when we get together, we love to reminisce. We were actually going through big boxes that my mother had made for all four daughters. And we were going through our memorabilia. We were going through our trophies and our awards and our report cards and our photo albums. And we're laughing about our life as siblings. But at the bottom of my bin was an envelope. And it was a blue envelope. And on it with masking tape, it said, my story. And I looked over at my sweet little mama who was in the corner by herself, and she smiled at me. And I said, Mama, what is this? And as I opened up the envelope, inside was page after page after page of my mom's story. She had literally, with her own sweet little handwriting, written out her story. Well, all of my sisters stopped, and they said, what is that, Tammy? And we're drinking our coffee, and we're laughing and reminiscing. And we began to read page by page my mom's story. Well, you know, we knew a lot of my mother's story. We knew that my mother was born in 1930. We knew that she had been adopted. We knew that later in life, she actually found her birth certificate and found out that she was 2 years older than she was led to believe. She never knew her name. There were so many facts about herself she did not know. She was in a very abusive relationship. Her mother lived with a man really just for provision. So this would have been during the Depression. She needed a safe place. And this man began fondling my mother at a young age. So there were a lot of things that we knew about my mom's story, but not the depth of her pain, not the intimacy of her hiding as a small little child. And let me say to you right now, most of us don't share our story with one another because of embarrassment, because of shame, because we think we did something wrong. So once we began to read my mom's story, all four of us sitting at that kitchen table with our coffee cups, the tears began to run down our face because here was our sweet little mama who as a child went through so much pain and rejection. See, the beautiful part of my mother's story is once she came to faith in Jesus Christ, which was later in her life, we didn't know the backstory. We didn't know the pain and the suffering, because once she met Christ, her life changed. She met my daddy. They had a wonderful life. They raised all four girls in church. My mom was just this incredible woman that taught Sunday school and choir, and we saw her in church. So we didn't know her backstory. And see, this is why Story Club is so important, because a lot of us aren't sharing our full story. See, we see things on Instagram like post a picture, tell a story, and here I am with my friends at dinner. Here I am with my husband and my kids. Here is a facade of my story, but here is not my true story. So when I read the pages and I realized I had a connection with my mother that I had never had before, I realized how powerful story is. And here's what I realized. I realized that the pain points of our story is the connection of our story. So I started something called Story Club. And I love our mission statement, because our Story Club is really for freedom, purpose, and the next generation. And see, I believe that when you tell your story, you are paying forward all the pain, all the difficulty, all the struggle that you've gone through to set someone else free. And then there's legacy, because now my mother has passed on. She's in glory. When I take my prayer walks and I'm like, Mama, where are you, and what do you see, and what does the throne room look like? I'm able to say, I've taken your story, Mom, and I'm sharing your story with others, teaching people to share their story so they can be set free from the bondage that the enemy wants to keep us stuck, into purpose, and then into legacy. So Story Club was birthed out of my mom's story.
And that happened just a few years ago.
Just a couple years ago. So we are just birthing Story Club, and I would love for your listeners and your viewers to be a part of our launch, which, as you know, is coming up just in a few days. And again, thank you for having me on your show. I would love for everyone to be a part of my masterclass, where I will walk you through how to discover your personal story.
Tammy, when is that masterclass?
The masterclass is April the 16th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So Cali time, 6 o'clock. So as you're working your way up to the East Coast, find your time. It'd be Central Standard in the Midwest. And of course, Eastern would be 9 o'clock. So it is a live masterclass. And I'm loving this. I'm so excited. I've been really researching the difference between nurture and nature and why we do what we do. See, so many of us are a product of our environment, or we're a product of our DNA. You know, we love to use the excuse, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And oh my God, I just woke up and discovered I am my mother. And so we are using bad behavior. We're believing that we're stuck. The Master Course is actually called going from stuck to unstoppable. And how do we look at the traits in our life that we keep repeating bad behavior over and over? Decisions, actions, attitudes, bents. Are we just who we are as a product of nurture and nature, or can we truly design the destiny that we want? Can we take these attitudes and behaviors of our past that we see, and partly what I show you in my masterclass and my online teaching through literally story mapping? When I do a story map, I see experiences. Why do I keep gravitating to this? Why do I do this? Why does that thing I did as a little girl or a little boy keep coming up? Why do the lies of abandonment and rejection? I'm working with a young girl right now that keeps sabotaging, self-sabotage over and over and over. And I ask her, what's going on? And it was all abandonment as a little girl. And she literally doesn't feel that she can break that abandonment issue in her life. So she's sabotaging. She's setting herself up for rejection, whether it be applying for a job, in a relationship with a guy, with her peers, with her friends. She can't break free. So she had to look, is this really a part of nurture nature, or can I break the destiny from my past and move into what God has for me in my future? So that will be what our masterclass is on the 16th of April, 6 p.m. Please join me. You can sign up. Can I give a shout out here for that?
Certainly.
You can sign up at TammyHotsenPiller.com/masterclass. TammyHotsenPiller.com /masterclass. It's a free masterclass. I guarantee you, you're going to walk away with a lot of questions, but some insights on how to go from stuck to unstoppable.
That's awesome. Well, we will make sure to have all of those links in the show notes, because I know people may be driving or they're working out and they're like, oh, I want to get on. You have time. Take a breather. Don't hurt yourself. We will have all that information in the show notes and also at createyournow.com. Well, Tammy, I have to ask you, in your personal story, what has brought about healing and freedom for you?
Yeah, this is good. You know, as I did my story map, and that's what I believe that I'm an expert in, is really story mapping. I began to walk through my own, and I'll give you a couple examples. I struggle with fear. Now, at my age, you would think that I would not still struggle with fear. So much so that, like, I'm getting on a plane here in a few hours. I'm flying to do some interviews. I'll be at a hotel tonight by myself. And it goes through my mind every single time I'm alone, this fear. Like, I leave lights on, I leave the radio on, I'll turn on the TV. I don't like to sleep without noise when I'm alone. Where does that come from? So I began to do my story map, and I realized a couple of things. If you look at the nature side, being your DNA, being genetics, my grandmother was a fearful person. So I began to jot down some of these things. And I can remember my grandfather saying, Lily, why are you so fearful? I'd see her lock doors and check the chain. I remember her turning on the TV because she was afraid of noise. Now, I have to ask myself, was that genetically passed on to me? I mean, really, it's kind of odd that I'm doing the same thing my grandmother did. You know, it isn't a coincidence when you begin to see these traits in your life. And so I began to say, is that genetically passed down to me? There's a lot of scriptures that talk about our generational sins and behaviors and bents. But then on the other side, on the nature side, even though I grew up in a wonderful Christian home with great parents, my birthday is 2 days before Halloween. And my mother used to throw Halloween parties like none other. She would dress up like witches, and she would have scary things. And we had, I mean, it was crazy. She turned my house into a haunted house. Never meaning to harm me or hurt me. She loved parties. Mine just happened to be a Halloween party. And I think what happened was I literally think I was nurtured with some fear. Because, see, it makes no sense that I would be a fearful person. Nothing happened to me as a child. I wasn't hurt or abandoned. So I began through my story mapping, go, what happened in my life that literally brought a spirit of fear in my life? So I look at all these experiences, then I have to go spiritually and go, how do I break this? Because the Bible says God did not give me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So spirit, the fear is a spirit. It's not an emotion. It's a spirit. So then I had to take all of these life experiences and say, okay, these things probably did happen to me. I did experience that. But now I spiritually go in and say, spirit of fear, be gone. And I take control over that actual spirit that is trying to come and bring fear and angst and anxiety on me. And I speak to the fear with the power of the Holy Spirit that I have. I no longer have to battle fear. If I try to do that without understanding where the fear comes from, I'm trying to medicate something that I don't know where the symptom came from. So what story mapping will do, you'll go back in your life and go, why do I struggle with jealousy, with abandonment, with anxiety, with anger, with temptation, with alcoholism, with sexual addiction? I want you to know, where did that come from? That's why you do a story map. And then we spiritually are going to say, now how do I battle it? Because often what we do in the church is we just try to get people to confess it and be set free. But if you don't know the root, you're not going to know how to handle the problem. So that's what story mapping will do before you try to find the freedom spiritually. Know where the cause and the root of the symptom comes from.
Well, when you were writing, you know, a lot of people, you've written already 6 books. Now you have Story Club also. When authors write their books, there's usually something that's an aha for them personally.
Absolutely.
In writing Story Club, what did God reveal to you personally?
Yeah. You know, I mean, first of all, when I go back to my mom, I really felt a sense of legacy. I you guys, my mother, the woman that raised me was not the woman on those pages. And part of me, maybe that's my ministry component and my coaching component, is I really want to set people free from the bondage of their story. So I want you to have the experience my mother had of freedom. I want you to have the experience I've had of freedom. My story doesn't have to dictate my future. I have had, listen, ministry's been hard. We all feel because we are a minister, you have this perfect life. It's been at times a hell of a life. Whether it be the local church that I've been hurt by, my own marriage I've been hurt by, people who have abandoned me. Listen, part of my book should probably be the pain of being a pastor's wife or being in ministry. So it's not that been this perfect life. I want to take the pain of the experiences I've had, and I want to be set free, and I want to teach you how to be set free. So as a life coach, when you walk through these six videos, and they're anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes each video, I'm coaching you as a life coach, and I am a certified life coach. I've been doing it 25 years. Have a certification. I'm walking you through how to understand your story. We call it the three D's. You have to discover, define, and develop your personal story. And then I teach you how to do a story map. So because I literally have been set free, I'm not under the bondage of what someone thinks about me or the mistakes I've made or the pain I've had. I own my story, and I've been set free by my story. That's why I have Story Club. I believe it's a vehicle that I can help people own their story and be set free from their past.
You all are going to want to make sure you get on that masterclass. Be sure to check out the links because I know it's hard to keep it all straight. That's happening April 16th. We will have all of that information for you in the show notes for Story Club, the course. What do you think, Tammy, is the biggest hurdle people have to jump over in order to share their story?
Shame. Shame. Most of us don't want to admit to having a spirit of jealousy. Addiction. I have a really cool video. I know I have it in my series, and I'll see if I can find it to share. But I've had women say, when I said I had an abortion, I was set free. When I said I was addicted to pornography, I was set free. When I said I was an addict, I was set free. And that's why there's power in your story. See, Satan wants to cripple you and shame you with the mistakes that you've made. But you see, those very things we call mistakes are the things that God empowers you to touch another life. That's what I say. That's what you pay forward to the next generation. You're able to utilize your story, and there's purpose in your story. When you begin to share that this place in my life, a place of shame or blame or abandonment or pain, is the very thing that God used to leverage my kingdom story, my testimony. So the enemy wants to embarrass us or shame us with our story. Partly what I teach is know what to say and what not to say. So this isn't a place that you try to shame someone else. This isn't a place where you try to throw somebody under the bus. This is your story. And when you own your story and you say, I was a, maybe it was a victim in this area. For my mother, it was sexually abused as a child. But that's what she used to leverage freedom. My mother started her whole ministry with young girls that were sexually abused because she was sexually abused. So if we learn to leverage our pain point, our choices, maybe mistakes, maybe bad decisions, but leverage that for the kingdom, the enemy hates that because he no longer can control you in what you would call shame. You've now leveraged that for the kingdom.
Amen. And that feels so good, just having that freedom.
Oh, amen. Amen. Oh. You know, we don't want to talk about it. I don't want to tell you about my times of being jealous as a wife. But when I share my jealousy and my insecurities, do you know when that's when I'm most vulnerable to my congregation and my ministry? When I tell women that I was very jealous of my husband when we first got married, and I had a spirit, I was always suspicious. And young girls will come to me and say, really, you? You seem so confident. I wasn't always this confident. And I begin to talk about how that jealousy was a seed in our marriage, and it began to birth in our marriage, and this conflict came. Listen, my vulnerability and my honesty are the very things and the tools that I get to help other young women with that really spirit of jealousy. So use those things for the kingdom.
When people come to Story Club, and they're like, okay, you know, let's say they've taken the masterclass, and I know you'll give information at the masterclass for that. What can they expect, though? If they come into Story Club, it's a six set of videos. What is there for them to find?
Yeah. I literally, it's personal coaching. It's private coaching. So it's just like I'm doing right now. It's one-on-one, me looking in a camera, talking to you. There's going to be some private moments that I ask you some personal questions. There's a workbook that you'll go through after each video that you'll begin to meet yourself in a way you've never met yourself. You'll ask yourself some questions that you've never asked yourself. So basically, it is a personal coach one-on-one with the videos and the workbook, and you will come out of this meeting yourself. And I think I like to use this example. How many of you have seen the FedEx truck or you've seen the FedEx sign? And we know in the middle of that, there's an arrow. Now, a lot of people don't know that there is an arrow between the E and the X. They have had great branding. And if you look at that FedEx sign, most of you have never seen it unless you look for it. That's what I like to say in your life. There are things in your life that are hidden. And if you don't look at them, you're never going to see them. So all of a sudden, you're going to take a step back and beginning to journal some of your life experiences. And you're going to say, oh my gosh, this is why I keep doing what I keep doing. Why do I keep tripping over the same thing? Because there are hidden things in your life that need to be exposed and you need to get victory over.
Amen. Well, I know people are going to want to find you, and we'll be sure to have all that information to connect them with you through Story Club. Now, for the woman who's sitting there, the man who says, I have too much pain, I have too much hurt, there's no way I can share my story, where would you tell her to start?
Yeah, I would say to them, first of all, I totally understand your fear. And it's so much easier to sweep things under the rug and pretend that they're not there. The truth is, you will never be able to deal with it. Part of what I do in the coaching, I say, only go as far as you're ready to go. We're not ready to divulge everything. And you will know as you work through this process how deep you want to go. So you'll begin to unfold some things. And you'll say, you know what? That's as far as I want to go. That's great. Don't go any further. Once you deal with that and that heals, you'll be ready to go back and go a little deeper and go a little deeper. So you have permission through this series to only go as deep as you want to go, as far as you want to go, only reveal what you're ready to go. And with time, you will find complete healing as you're ready to go deeper.
That's powerful. Stories impact our lives. Tammy, who has impacted your life with their story?
Yeah. Well, of course, I mentioned my first pastor's wife. And here's what I like to say is people will come to your mind. Elizabeth Taylor, I don't know if any of you know that author, but I used to read all of her books. I was able to be on a phone call with her. I never met her personally. But there are what I call heroes in our life. And that's part of your Story Club assignment, that you'll go back and there'll be certain heroes in your life that you want to emulate your life. They may be authors. I had a school teacher in the third grade, Mrs. King. And she was the most tender, gracious woman. She was 4 foot tall and 4 foot wide. And why do I remember her? Because she was gracious and kind. And so what you're going to find out when you start to do Story Club is people are going to come to your memory. People that you have bent toward. Why did I remember Mrs. King out of all of my school teachers? Because she was one who believed in me. She believed in me before I believed in me. So there's going to be people in your life that resonate with you. Today, I love Michael Hyatt. I don't know how many of you know Michael Hyatt. I watch him. He's a great man of God. So he's someone that inspires me. I love people that are overcomers. So I resonate with people because I'm an entrepreneur and I love to push forward. So again, those are a few people who have touched my life and impacted me. But again, that's partly one of the things you're going to do in your story. You're going to find, who do you resonate with? Who has made a difference in your life? Who do you aspire to be like? And those are a few who have changed my life. You know, my mother's changed my life.
Of course, and she has.
It means the world to me.
What was one of the things in your mom's story when you opened up? I mean, it was a gift in a weird way, this blue envelope.
Yeah.
And when you opened it up, what was something that said, oh my gosh, here I was either mad at my mom or I didn't like her or whatever, for whatever reason, but because of what you learned through her story, it changed something, how you saw your mom.
Yeah. And, you know, let me touch on that. I remember my mother just passed away several months ago. And I, of course, have that blue envelope with that masking tape. Let me tell you what, my mother left me beautiful rings. She left each of her daughters a nice inheritance. But the greatest gift she left me was her story. And I mean that in the sense that when I read about a little girl had been abused the way she had. Just think about this. When she was, I'm trying to think, she must have been in her 40s, that she went to look for her birth certificate. And she found her birth certificate and found out she was 2 years older than she thought. And the reason she did this was the family that adopted her had only been married 7 years. And at that time, my mother was 9. So it would not have been appropriate for my mother to be 9 and they'd be married 7 years. So they lied about her age to her. So everything that she did from the age of 7 on, anytime they put her birthday, it was always a birthday. She was adopted, not her real birthday. She never knew her real birthday until she was 40 years old. Never knew the year she was born, which was 1930. All the lies that she had to live. And here I thought, here's a woman who had to live a lie so much of her life. And yet she was a woman of grace. I'm going to say this part of the story. The home we grew up in, there was never a night that every bed was not filled. The standing joke in our home with the sisters was if we didn't get home in time at night, we might not have a bed. And that meant our bed. That meant our dinner table. Because my mother learned how to share everything we had because she didn't have anything. Well, growing up, I didn't like that, to be honest with you. That was my bed. That was my food. That was my home. This is my mom. There was a young girl named Sylvia, and she was about my age. My parents took her in at 18, and I was jealous of her. She was pretty. My parents gave her everything we had. And I literally realized growing up, I had a selfish attitude. And seeing how my mother opened up our home to everyone who didn't have a place, it taught me a spirit of generosity that I didn't learn until later. And so I think when we look at our parents, we say, what are the good traits, not the negative traits? Sure, I can find things about my mother, can't we all? But as you begin to investigate through Story Club your back past, your backstory, you're going to see bits in your parents, both good and bad, that we need to embrace and deal with. So it's a fun and fascinating journey through Story Club, looking at some of the ways that we're raised. And there's going to be some negative things. There's going to be some pain points. But we all have to process through that to go where we want to go today.
Well, how exciting this would be for a family, like you have three sisters, yeah, to do it together, to come together. Now, I know some people are like, oh, yeah, you don't know my sister. You don't know my brother. I would not want them sharing even their story. But maybe that's just the starting point, because like you said, you only have to go as far as you're ready to go.
Yeah. You know, my two older sisters say to the two younger sisters, you have a different mom than we had. And my two oldest sons say that to my daughter, who came 6 years later. And they say, mom and dad were different raising you than they were raising us. So I found that to be true. If you're the older siblings in the family, your parents may have been much harder on you. They probably didn't have the financial resources that they had if later siblings came along. And so we have done this together with my sisters. And we found that my mother was very strict with you two, disciplined them, you know, spanked them, things that she did with them that she didn't do with us. So to be honest with you, doing their story was much more harsh than doing our story. And my children, again, say the same thing. But again, it's still the process of your story. Your story is not your sibling's story. I have a sibling who had much more need. My parents had to do more for her at times. I was the easygoing child. I didn't need a lot of attention. So she might go, gosh, mom seemed to just let you get by with murder. I wasn't necessarily a problem child. We have to be honest with those things, guys. I mean, quit trying to hide and mask behind or really, we want to find fault in someone else. We want to point the finger, well, mom and dad didn't do this for me. Be honest with your story. And that's part of the honesty of what I'm going to coach you with. If you had some needs, whether they got met or didn't get met, know who you are, because you may be that same person today. You may be using that same excuse as an adult today. Own your story, know your story, look at your life experiences, and try to move forward in a healthy environment based on your past story.
What are you going to want for the clubbers, whatever we're going to call these amazing people coming into Story Club? What do you hope that they will gain from this at the end of their journey?
Yeah, truth, you know, their own truth, seeing what's really there, taking off the mask. Vulnerability. And again, it's not so that you can just open up your heart and show all your wounds. It's so that you can move forward. We all want to move forward. I really believe that's true. Most of us just don't know what we're tripping over. And so a lot of your backstory is going to be where you are today. Again, you're going to see this reoccurring theme in your story. And once you see it, you might be going, oh my gosh, that's why I'm struggling to get a job today. That's why I'm struggling my marriage today. I'm seeing the same thing as I'm raising my children. So listen to me, everyone listening. I want you to see you in all of your glory, all of your dysfunction, all of your issues. Be honest with it and then be empowered by it to move forward, to be the person that God truly empowered you to be, equipped you to be. There is a powerful story ahead of you. All that I'm doing today, listen, people would have never said that I would be the entrepreneur I am today. But God revealed me to me. And I realized both as a thinker, a strategic thinker, that God has so much more for me. And I pray that over you and your listeners, that you will see all that God has in store for you in your future.
Amen. Well, Tammy, you are a woman of impact, a woman of influence. People are going to want to connect with you. Where can they find you?
You can actually just find me, obviously, Instagram, Facebook, Tammy Hotzenpiller, womenofinfluence.com, TammyHotzenpiller.com. Please, 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 I want to encourage your viewers to jump on this masterclass. I believe that you're going to benefit from it. Share it on your social media feeds. And I look forward to hearing from you what God's doing in your story and how you really want to impact the kingdom for your sphere of influence.
Well, we will definitely have all that information for you all on the show notes so you can go readily access it and get signed up for that masterclass that's happening here in just a few days. Well, Tammy, before I let you go, I have one final question for you. The series is called My Strength is My Story. What has your story gifted you?
Well, complete freedom, to be honest with you. I've stopped trying to be what everyone wants me to be. And I love who I am. If we have a moment, I want to end with this story. Several years ago, I was in South Africa, and I made mention at the beginning of our time together. And we had been ministering for 8 days in the schools of South Africa. And to be honest with you, I was exhausted. And I had just checked into the hotel with my husband, and I just wanted some intimacy with my husband. And I said, hey, baby, would you go for a walk with me? And he looked at me, and he goes, you know, I'm so tired. I just want to stay here and lay down. But something snapped in me, kind of a fear, a kind of spirit of rejection, maybe. I'm like, I ask so little of you. All I want you to do is go for a walk with me. And I said, okay, never mind. I'll just go by myself. And I began to walk up this hill of this beautiful resort in South Africa. And I'm singing a song with Kim Walker Smith. Many of you may know it. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come and fill the atmosphere. And it became a prayer of my heart. And as the tears were just streaming down my face, I'm singing out this anthem to God. And I got to the top of the mountain and I knelt down and I'm weeping in my exhaustion. And I literally heard the Holy Spirit say to me, Tammy, I love what you love because I love you. I am the Holy Spirit. Well, I had never had a verbal encounter with the Holy Spirit, so much so that I turned around to see if someone was there because I audibly heard his voice. And this is how I knew it was the Holy Spirit. You see, he's smarter than we are. And he spoke to me and he said, never ascribe to man what only I can fill. And I had been trying to ascribe in my heart a place for my husband that only Holy Spirit could fill. And that's where I fell in love with intimacy with the Holy Spirit. He began to fill me in a way that no man could ever fill me. He began to complete me and speak to me. And from there, I came home and I started doing prayer walks. And that's where the book, The Park, came from, where I had an intimate experience with the Holy Spirit. So my strength in my story is intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Being okay being alone, being okay when I mess up, being okay when I fail, and learning to be attuned to the promptings and the voice of the Holy Spirit in my life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Tammy, you have been an absolute joy to have on today. I'm just going to tell you, you got to come back. We got to chat some more because this has been so much fun.
Thank you so much. You are, and you inspire me. I mean, thank you for stepping out in faith with your gifts. We need more platforms like this. And I know that you inspire so many people that watch you. So thank you for the honor of being on your show.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.